If you're visiting Hong Kong and your cell phone dies, you might as well throw it out. You can buy a new one for a couple hundred U.S. dollars, and within a couple of weeks, recoup the entire cost through the savings you'll have on cheaper local rates for calls back to the U.S. The telecom business in Hong Kong is a highly competitive and, in some respects, well ahead of the United States. Dan Gilmore is a columnist for the San Jose Mercury News, and he says there's good reason for that.
It's competitive for a lot of reasons. One is that it's a fairly small area, good modern infrastructure. The population eats this stuff up. They love it. There are a lot of companies trying to do it, and this is key, there's a regulatory presence there that pushes competition in a big way. And by the way, it's not just mobile phones. It's on every level of telecommunications that there's tremendous competition.
What is this force that you're talking about, a competitive force, a regulatory force?
Well, the regulatory piece is that they have this in the government. They have an agency that says, thou shalt go out and compete to the companies. And it sets aside spectrum. It does all sorts of things in ways that basically force these guys who say they want to compete to actually compete. It's a wonderful thing.
And the United States compares in what way?
Well, we do well in some areas. We don't do so well in others. We're figuring out this competition thing. You got to realize in the U.S. that the incumbent big telecom companies, they don't really like to compete that much, and they try to avoid it whenever possible. I'm thinking about the local phone companies in particular. But Hong Kong is way ahead of us. I mean, just way, way ahead of us in all sorts of respects.
But there are lessons for the United States here.
The obvious and trite lesson is that competition works for consumers. And, of course, the companies in Hong Kong, the mobile ones, say they're all losing money. It's possible that some of them are. I think some of them clearly are, but not all of them. Another lesson that probably is not popular in this era of utter deregulation is that a certain kind of regulation does work. It's the kind that says, compete. You know, go out there and don't put barriers up, but let's compete. Let's really go for it. Now, that's a pro-competitive sort of regulation.
Now, what's next for Hong Kong's telecommunications market?
Well, they're pushing the broadband thing in a very big way. That's the fast data access. They're also adding tremendous capacity across the Pacific in data lines, which will, of course, also carry voice, but are meant for lots of other things as well. So the intention in Hong Kong is to be, among other things, kind of this test bed for the future of telecommunications and to be a regional hub for telecom, and they're well along the way to doing it.
Is the United States lagging behind Europe and Asia in telecommunications? I get the feeling it is.
Actually, some people will argue with this, but I think we're way behind on the mobile area, partly because the U.S. has this multitude of standards and a big, big country to try and fill them up with. So you have this dual problem and opportunity at the same time, whereas Asia and Europe tended to settle on, in mobile particularly, a standard early so that the competition would be mostly for services as opposed to setting a standard and having to build out an infrastructure for every new kind of service. Now, the U.S. is catching up. And when the third and fourth generation of mobility comes along, I think we'll be just fine, but it's going to take a few years.
Well, it can't be a matter of area. I mean, last time I looked, Asia was much bigger than North America.
True, but you have to keep in mind that where the most competition is going on in Asia is in the places with the most population. So it's not as if there's vast competition for service in the interior of China. And places like Hong Kong and Japan are relatively small geographic areas where there's the significant amounts of interesting stuff going on.
So you'd have trouble getting service in Siberia?
I think so. I don't know.
Well, go find out and call in when you get it. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Dan Gilmore is a columnist for the San Jose Mercury News.